More music variety. It's Maury Fame's Most Wanted with me, AJ Fennell, filling up Dominic Bowden. Tonight, we're talking New Zealand Idol. Earlier on today, I caught up with Liz Shaw. She's the girl, you might remember her, who kind of flipped out, you know, with Idol auditions last night. She went in, did a song. Then, you know, she got the feedback. She got the feedback, and then Paul mentioned something about her TV presenting.
Wow.
Say no more. She kind of lost it there. And here's the second part of what happened when we spoke to Liz a little bit earlier on this afternoon.
More FM.
I was reading the Sunday news the other day.
Right.
It turns out you've got a bit of a dark past.
It wasn't actually too much in the past. It was actually back in May. I answered an ad in the Sunday news and they were looking for female students to be part of Steve Crowe's $10,000 model search. I answered this ad a month later when I saw a contact number in the university magazine, and I did a photo shoot for them. Yes, it was X-rated, but it was a one-off. It was a one-off, and Sunday News portrayed it completely inaccurately.
Would you do that again?
No, I don't think I would. When I picked up Sunday News yesterday morning, I was really shocked. I was very shocked.
What shocked you about it, though?
I'd pulled an all-nighter. I'd had no sleep, as the case was with Idol auditions. I was shocked at the spin they'd taken.
What spin were you expecting them to take?
I wasn't expecting it to be as big as it was. I was...
New Zealand Idol's a big thing in New Zealand. As I said earlier, you know, over half the country have watched it last night.
I knew the photo shoot could come up in Sunday News, but I was hoping that it wouldn't. I was hoping that they wouldn't make it the focus, which they did. And I think their treatment of Michael Murphy was also quite harsh. He's 18, you know, both young people. What will the tabloids come out with next?
I think there's a bit of difference, though, between Michael Murphy, who I know personally, and I know is a very good, you know, he's a really good guy. I mean, obviously, I can't speak for you. I don't know you personally, but I know Michael Murphy personally. He's a really good guy, and, you know, he loves to have a drink on a Saturday, you know.
Of course, who doesn't?
But there's a little bit of difference between having a couple of quiets, as Michael Murphy did, as it said on Ponsonby Road, than to going to Ellerslie and taking your clothes off for the camera.
I don't regret it. But I like to try things once.
Liz, I'm led to believe you're also quite the budding politician. You're a member of the Young National Party. Do they know about, you know, what's been going on, and how do they feel about your reaction on the show?
If they didn't know last week, they will now. I'm expecting there to be a bit of a backlash, but I'm hoping they'll see the person that I am in Young Nat meetings, which is very serious, very caught up in politics, very caught up in improving New Zealand and improving the state of the country.
A majority of the nation has an opinion of you at the moment. Your obviously ultimate goal in politics is to be one day Prime Minister.
That is correct.
How do you think that this is going to affect you? I mean, you know, a lot of New Zealanders, a majority of New Zealanders out there now are going, Liz Shaw, what is going on? And then you're running for, you know, like a political party.
I think in a way it's good that it's come out now at this point in time before I get into politics. I'm young. I mean, I'm probably not going to be a Prime Minister of New Zealand until I'm in my 40s, maybe even 50s. So there's a lot of time between where I am now at 19 to where I'll be when I'm 50.
If there was one thing you could say to the people of New Zealand right now, here is your opportunity, what would you say?
Don't believe the tabloids. They, being a media student and a politics student and having just done a tabloid newspaper at university, I can honestly say, don't believe the tabloids. Don't take anything you see on TV with too much seriousness.
It was a little hard, though, you've got to admit. I mean, you know, even me, who is in the business and know exactly what goes on, I saw it and thought, holy hell.
I mean, there is a huge difference. There is a huge difference. But as I said in the Sunday news, we only live once.
Okay, Liz Shaw, thank you very much for coming in tonight.
No, thank you.
And there it was. That is what happened earlier on this afternoon when I spoke to Liz Shaw. Big hello to everybody on idleblog.com at the moment. Love you guys. Hello. Log on to our website, morefm.co.nz. Click on the Nationwide Night Show page with Dominic Bowden, and you can vote for the 80s Rewind.